I am Raul Gomez, and this is On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 p.m. on Old Classical Portland, we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. Henry Pappas is a 16-year-old junior at Crescent Valley High School in Corvallis, Oregon. His main instrument is the violin, which he studies with his private teacher, Anthea Creston. Henry has also picked up other instruments, paving the way for another interest of his, conducting. And to top it all off, he has recently started a podcast. I was excited to chat with Henry because, well, those are all the things I do. Okay, Henry, let's start at the beginning. How did you get started with the violin?
I started playing violin at age 8 with the Suzuki method. Two of my older brothers also began playing the violin and cello at that same time, so it was kind of fitting that I would start to play the violin. Eventually, they would both recede from their instruments in high school, but, you know, I'm continuing on.
And you play other instruments, too.
Yeah, so in 7th grade, I wasn't sure what elective to take, so I decided to take band with no experience.
So you play a wind instrument?
Yeah, I started playing the clarinet, and it was difficult, but it was worth it. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then in 9th grade, I switched to percussion.
Very nice. And I understand all of this led you to be interested in conducting. How did that start?
I began by leading some various warm-ups and band, and just conducting up in front of the class, which was really fun by itself.
Nice.
And then I eventually just asked my teacher, Mrs. Smith, if I could conduct a piece for a concert. And she always encouraged us to reach out and explore musical passions. So she said yes. And conducting that, it was super fun.
Cool. So, okay, you play violin with the Corvallis Youth Symphony. You play percussion in band. Based on those experiences and you being interested in conducting, what would you say makes a good conductor?
I'd say a good conductor is one that can take his hands off the musicians enough so that they're able to sort of lead themselves.
Yes.
Obviously, if it's a younger, maybe more inexperienced group, you have to do that less, but definitely going into high school and college, if a conductor is able to stop conducting or step aside or let the musicians take charge, I feel like that's a really good quality. My name is Henry Pappas, and I am 16 years old.
I am interested in how your different musical passions influence each other. What would you say is a similarity between playing the violin and conducting?
Yeah, so I'd say one similarity, being a player and being a conductor, is trying to listen to the other parts and figuring out who has the melody, who's supposed to back off a little bit. And being a conductor, you're supposed to definitely listen for that and lead the musicians in that direction if they're not really sure where to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same idea.
Yes. Yes. And how about your violin playing and your percussion playing? Has one influenced the other?
My percussion playing has definitely made my rhythm a lot better in the violin because oftentimes you're just focused on the rhythm, like you're hitting a singular pitch, like on a snare or, you know, a bass drum or something. I find that when I'm playing the violin, I'm able to sight read pieces more easily and, you know, figure out difficult rhythms for other people more easily. And my violin has greatly impacted my percussion because in playing the violin, you're always listening to yourself and trying to figure out if you're in tune, if you're too loud, you know, if you have a good tone. So in band, people often are just playing their instruments and not thinking as much about what they actually sound like. So I feel like it's very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, now on to your newest passion, podcasting. How did that start?
Yeah, so I started a podcast for the Corvallis Youth Symphony. It's called Notes from Within. I started over the summer. Right now we have 2 episodes out. The first one is just an introduction to the show, kind of telling people what we're all about. And the second one starts to get into it, specifically about our new conductor, Jason, and his teacher. And it was a lot of fun to put together. I had to schedule the interviews and work on all the music and editing. And it was difficult, but very rewarding in the end.
Cool. And what topics are you exploring? What's the podcast about?
Well, a big part of what we've been trying to explore is just how classical music affects our community. Talking with some of the parents, some of the students, some of the public teachers about how they think it affects people. Because people is what music is about these days. That's what it should be about.
Nice. Well, let me ask you along those lines. young people your age who are not necessarily involved in music already, what do you think is their perception of classical music?
I think a lot of them find it, you know, somewhat boring and uninteresting, because if you're just sitting there listening to a piece of classical music as a middle schooler or high schooler with no experience as to the emotions or the piece or how difficult it can be to play, I feel like they think classical music is sort of bland and dry. They like to listen to more modern music, which has a lot more visible emotion, as opposed to trying to have to find it woven within the classical music.
And what do you tell these kids if you want to invite them into the world of classical music?
I would first tell them to look online, try to find some resources, and find some performers who interest them. For me personally, I really enjoy listening to Hilary Hahn. I think she's incredible. You know, that can also even help them to determine what instrument they want to play, if that's the direction they want to go in. So find a sound or a personality or an emotion of what they want to look for. I feel like that could really get them started into the world of classical music.
That was 16-year-old podcasting violinist and aspiring conductor Henry Pappas. I am Raul Gomez, and this has been On Deck with Young Musicians, where every Saturday at 5 p.m. we celebrate young musicians right here in our community. All episodes of On Deck are available on our website, along with photos, videos, and music by these talented young artists. To listen to this episode again, or to find a link to Henry's podcast, head over to allclassical.org and look for On Deck with Young Musicians under the Programs tab. Thank you for joining me today on this first On Deck of 2021, and come back next week to get to know more talented kids On Deck with Young Musicians.